Chapter 2 Robin Hood.
It is the year 1090. Richard the Lionheart, King of England, is away on a crusade in the Holy Land. Richard's brother, Prince John, is ruling England during his absence. He is a cruel king. He is very bad to the people of England. They must pay lots of taxes to the prince, and if they can't pay, he takes their land and property. The prince's soldiers are also cruel, like the terrible Sheriff of Nottingham. He is one of Prince John's men, and he wants to take the lands of Robin of Locksley. One day, the Sheriff of Nottingham goes to Robin's home. He takes Robin's home and lands, and so Robin runs away to a big forest near Nottingham, Sherwood Forest. The forest is the home of the outlaws, but also of poor people. Robin stays with them and becomes their leader. He changes his name to Robin Hood and decides to take money from the rich and give it to the poor. Robin Hood and his men are happy in the forest. They live in caverns and wear green clothes and carry bows and arrows. Robin has a horn to give signals to his men. Soon, other men, including Friar Tuck and Will Scarlet, are in the group. One day, Robin arrives at a stream crossed by a narrow bridge. He begins to cross it, but he hears a loud voice.
"I want to cross it first."
Robin sees a tall young man.
"I am first,"
says Robin.
"Push me into the water,"
says the tall man. He has got a staff in his hands. Robin takes another one and they begin to fight on the bridge. The big man pushes Robin into the water. He is very strong. Then he helps Robin to get out of the water and they laugh.
"What's your name?"
asks Robin.
"My name is John Little. I'm looking for Robin Hood because I want to fight with him against Prince John."
"I'm Robin Hood. Welcome to our company,"
says Robin.
"But now that you are an outlaw, you must change your name. Your new name is Little John."
They laugh merrily. After some years, there are more than 200 outlaws living with Robin in Sherwood Forest, and Robin is the hero of the poor. The Sheriff of Nottingham sends lots of soldiers to the forest to arrest Robin, but he and his men stay in the trees. The Sheriff is furious because he can't catch Robin. One day, Robin is walking in the forest. He is wearing the clothes of a poor man. He meets a knight on a horse.
"What are you doing here?"
asks Robin.
"You can't stay here. We don't know you. Go back home."
"I can't go back,"
answers the knight.
"I want to meet your leader. I'm ready to fight if you don't take me to Robin Hood."
So they fight, and Robin falls on the ground. The knight's helmet is on the ground too. Robin sees that the knight is Marian, the girl he loves. Marian is surprised and happy too. She decides to live in the forest with Robin and the outlaws. After some days, Friar Tuck marries them, and there is a big celebration in the forest. Marian is kind to all the people, and everyone loves her. At Nottingham Castle, Prince John organises a competition to find the best archer in England and to catch Robin. He knows that Robin loves competitions. The man who wins will get a silver arrow. Robin goes to the castle wearing the clothes of an old man. At the beginning, there are hundreds of archers. But in the end, there are only two. And one of them is the old man. The old man wins! Prince John is angry, but he gives the silver arrow to the winner. Suddenly, a man says,
"That's Robin Hood."
Robin takes the arrow, runs away, and the people help him. Robin and his men return to Sherwood Forest and celebrate their victory. One evening, Robin is in the forest with his men and they meet a knight on an old horse.
"Good evening,"
says the knight.
"Can you tell me where I am? I come from the Holy Land. I was there for many years. I'm hungry and tired."
"Come and eat with me. You can stay with us tonight,"
says Robin. Then they go to Sherwood Forest. Robin's men give good food and drink to the knight, and then Robin tells him about King Richard and his cruel brother, Prince John. He tells him that the people of Nottingham aren't happy, that they are outlaws because they want to help poor people, and they are waiting for the return of good King Richard. Then the knight stands up and says,
"I am King Richard, Richard the Lionheart. I'm back and I will punish the bad people, like my brother and the Sheriff of Nottingham. Robin, you can go back to Locksley. Your lands are yours again. You can all leave Sherwood Forest because you are free now."
The following morning, King Richard, Robin and Marian go to Nottingham. When they arrive, Prince John runs away and never returns.